From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of March 11th, 2013. This week, we feature a series of mystery sounds. Have a listen for about 20 seconds and see if you know what time-tested measuring tool is being launched. And here's a hint, with apologies to Bob Dylan, the answer is blowing in the wind.
There's our parachute, our balloon, and we're going to head outside.
And there goes our balloon and our sun on the way up into the stratosphere.
Do we still have the signal?
Yes.
If you guessed a weather balloon, you were right. Twice each day, over 90 National Weather Service locations launch weather balloons carrying an electronic sensor that transmits data on the upper atmosphere's temperature, pressure, humidity, and winds. The sounds you heard were from the 6 p.m. launch on February 28, 2013, at the Weather Service's forecast office in Blacksburg. To learn a bit more about weather balloons and their importance, have a listen to the following two-minute recording from that launch.
Hello, my name is Patrick Wilson. I'm a meteorologist intern with the National Weather Service in Blacksburg, Virginia.
All right, we're ready to start the upper air balloon preparations here. I've got a latex balloon. It's got 1,500 grams of helium in it.
Here's the actual Raywin sun. It's got a GPS sensor in the bottom of it. Right here's the temperature sensor sticking out. We're gonna have a humidity sensor right here. And there's also a pressure cell buried in here. This thing will also determine the wind. We're able to figure it out by simply tracking the GPS. Every second this thing is sending us data. Every second. Even though we have lots of other data, such as airplanes, when you're taking off and landing, they're giving us instruments. They're being like the weather balloon stuff that's going up and down in a glide path. We have surface data. We have satellites that can infer the data from temperature and all those things. And yet, of all the types of information we can use now for data, still, the only number one way to get information about the atmosphere in three dimensions is these weather balloons. In fact, you all saw the advantage of that in Sandy. We did upper air launches every 6 hours at request of the Hurricane Center to figure out and narrow all of the dot models in to say it's going to hit New Jersey and be confident on it. Every morning and evening, somebody is doing this. At all the weather service offices that do upper air, every morning and evening. We can even request special soundings if we need to for severe weather, hurricanes, anything that the senior forecasters feel that we need some more day or something's critical.
I'm going to let go, and it's going to take off. And I mean literally, take off. Ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1.
Well, we've got the launch underway, and I'll be heading back into the office to go back and monitor the flight from here. It'll be just watching the day and make sure everything's working out before I send it off to the Washington, D.C. and the models to crunch the numbers. And right now, there's 92 other sites in the United States. They're just doing what I've done right now. And all this data will be showing up in your weather forecasts probably in the next few hours. It doesn't take that long.
As Mr. Wilson noted, despite the availability of radar, satellite photos, and other tools, meteorologists rely on measurements from balloon launches to make more accurate weather forecasts. Along with skilled human judgments, this combination of simple and sophisticated tools helps us make sense of the complicated air and water masses constantly moving overhead. Thanks to the National Weather Service office in Blacksburg for their help with this week's episode. For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.